Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Wanted to speak to you about the bank strike. Is it a good time?
Yeah, please.
Sir, so you're the General Secretary of the All India Bank Employees Association.
Yeah.
Why are banks across India on a strike today, sir?
You know, in India, banks are very important.
Yes.
Because we are a developing country and we need to safeguard the people's money. And these banks are doing that. Today, 110 lakh crore is the total money of the people available in the bank. So we need to safeguard. That is possible only if the banks are in government control, in public sector banks.
Yeah.
Private banks, it's okay. But primarily, the safeguard is only with the public sector banks. Now the government wants to privatize these banks. And so we are highly opposed to that. And now this time, particularly, this bank is in the background of the government budget decision that only 10,000 crores will be given as a capital for the government banks for further business. We need about 2 lakh crores and they are giving 10,000 crores. That means if there is no capital, banks cannot do business.
Yep.
If I don't do business, then I'll become irrelevant. Or I'll be compelled to go to the private market and take capital. So it's an attempt to pressurize the banks to go private. And we are highly concerned, so we are opposing that. Secondly, there is another big problem. The real problem in the bank is the increasing bad loans.
Yes.
Big people, that banks are meant to give loan. We give to agriculture, we give to small people, we give to big people, we give for industry, everything. But of late, we are finding that big people take loan and deliberately default. And today, it's accumulated to 13 lakh crores. So, big money. And if there is any genuine reason, we can understand. The industrialist is becoming very healthy, but industry is sick, so they are not paying. And deliberately, they are defaulting. So, we are telling some action must be taken to recover the money. See, the rate of recovery in agriculture is very high. Even students who don't get jobs, somehow they borrow and then repay the loan. Normal people, middle class people take loan, they repay. But only big people, they take loan and they don't care to repay. And it is people's money. So we want the government to take action, particularly willful defaulters, deliberately the default.
Yeah.
And so we say it must be taken as a criminal offense, because if I take money from you and deliberately I cheat you, you can go to police and file a criminal complaint against me. These people, like Vijay Mallya, I'm not quoting one name, there are similar people. They deliberately cheat the bank, so why not criminal action?
There's a very interesting line you said, Mr. Venkatachalam. You said the industrialists are getting handy, industries are not, which is why the money is not coming back.
Yeah. With your money, to give us loan. They are buying Benz car and the BMW and they are flying here and there, but bank money is not coming.
So you're saying also accountability of top executives, bad loans,
exactly,
and avoiding public sector banks to be privatized.
Why this money is not coming back? Is it because of laxity on the part of the top bank people who give the loan, or are they careless? Are there any other vested interests or any corruption? There must be investigation.
How many bank employees across India, pan-India today have gone on a strike? If you can give me a rough estimate.
Yeah. Not rough. Around 1 million, 10 lakh employees and officers and managers. Because all the 9 unions have joined together and we have given the call, including State Bank of India. In the old private banks, new private banks, they will not join the strike because there is no permanent employee, there is no union. But all old private banks, 10, 12 of them, Karnataka Bank, Federal Bank, Karur Vysya Bank, Lakshmi Vilas Bank, all of them will join the strike. About 1 lakh branches in the cooperative banks, they will join the strike. Regional rural bank, there are 52 regional rural banks, they will join the bank. It will be a massive strike today.
Sir, this is going to affect the public. How? Do you think their salaries will be delayed and checks, clearances will also be delayed?
Yeah, natural. We are very sorry about that. Yeah, banking is totally intermingled with the daily life
yes.
of the people.
Yes.
So that's why we are a little worried. And today, bank people cannot come and deposit the money in the bank. They cannot withdraw money, particularly month end, salary, pensioners, all those things. I mean, the clearing house will not function, so exchange of clearing is not possible. People cannot remit money for government accounts, maybe tax, income tax, so many things, that's not possible. Import and export transactions, money market, foreign exchange, every segment of banking will be affected because banks will be totally closed.
Sir, was it strategic to place the strike on a day like this so that the pressure is a little higher on the government?
Partly you can say so, but the point is that 1 month ago we have given notice to the government and the management that
they are going
to go on strike. Hmm. 1 month was quite enough time for the government to intervene. They don't bother.
Are you hoping for some dialogue with the government to happen today, sir?
After the strike, again we will meet the government and tell them, Baba, do something, otherwise again I have to go on strike. We cannot afford an indefinite strike in India.
Yes, yes.
It will be very seriously affected.
Ooh, that's nice.